So I want you to think back for a moment in your life. What was the perfect gift, this can include your childhood, the perfect gift that you were ever given? What do you think you could say, now that was the perfect gift. That's the gift that I've been wanting. What was it? Anything come to mind? I'm going to give you my perfect gift for when I was in fourth grade. When I was in fourth grade, I used to like the $6 Million Man. And that particular year, I got not only the doll, the $6 Million Man doll, but I got that thing that you could actually hook up to his arm and actually do the repair on his arm. I got that. I was so proud of that. I found a picture of myself. I was wearing red corduroy pants and a checkered shirt in the picture. I remember this was a big deal for me when I was in third grade, whatever year it was. How about you, Dia? You remember a perfect gift, a gift that you said, now that's what I really wanted? Okay. Wow, that was a big day for you. All right. Any other favorite gifts out there? Usually a favorite gift is something that you want. Yeah, usually. I remember Grandma would always get us sweaters. You know, she got us other things too, but she always, every year, every Christmas, she got us sweaters. Well, you know, that's more what we needed. It's not really what we wanted. We appreciated the sweaters. Thanks, Grandma. We knew we were going to get sweaters. That was more a gift that we needed. It wasn't something we really treasured. And sometimes you get the wrong gift for somebody. Have you ever got the wrong gift for somebody? Yeah. I mean, I remember my father one year decided to get my mother a new vacuum cleaner for Christmas. And she was, you know, he had a well-intentioned idea. He knew that her vacuum cleaner was getting all beat up and she would have needed a new vacuum. But we remember that day very well. It was not a happy gift for her, because when she saw the vacuum, she saw work. And so we all learned a very valuable lesson that day. Do not ever buy a wife a vacuum cleaner. So maybe you've had that experience of getting the wrong gift for somebody. And gifts can be things you need, and a lot of times it's something we want. But we also find when we come to Mary and Joseph, we find a different kind of gift. See, Mary and Joseph were this young engaged couple. They had plans for the future. And unexpectedly, Joseph learns that his wife-to-be is pregnant with child. And so in Joseph's mind, this was the end. And he had decided he was just going to quietly end the marriage. But Joseph changed his mind when an angel appeared to him in a dream and told him to take Mary as his wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Matthew 1:21 says, she will give birth to a son, and you're to give them the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. And Joseph wakes up from his dream, and he does what the angel says. Now Joseph was given a priceless gift. He was going to be the earthly father of Jesus. He was going to raise him. He was going to love him. He was going to take care of him. But Joseph had to give up a lot of things as a result of this gift. He wasn't allowed to name the baby. Every Jewish man had the opportunity to name the child. Joseph never had that opportunity. He also gave up his personal plans. He was given a task to raise a child that wasn't his own. So not only did he not get to make his own plans for the future, God said, this is going to be your plan for the future. And he also faced a lot of personal stress as a result of this gift. This child was out of wedlock, and in that society, it was definitely not acceptable. And then Herod tries to kill Jesus, we read later in the story. And Joseph has to flee with his family for his safety. Think about all the stress and concern that this baby was going to bring to Joseph. Jesus was a priceless gift, wasn't he? but it came with responsibilities. And some of our best gifts are priceless, but they come with responsibility. So a newborn baby, we were talking this morning, a 15-year-old girl says, I want a baby. I want a baby. A baby, a newborn baby is a priceless gift. It's wonderful, it's priceless, but what goes into a baby? Work and care and responsibility and cost. Now, would you trade that newborn baby for anything in the world? No. It's a priceless gift, but it comes with responsibility. Marriage is a gift that comes with responsibility. You have someone to spend your life with, but you have to deal with those challenges, right? You have to deal with disagreements. And remember that little part of the vow, in sickness and in health? Yeah, that goes with the marriage. But you're not alone, are you? And marriage is work and responsibility. It's a gift. And I've actually seen it to where a person really did not appreciate their spouse until they were gone, until they died. And after that person died, the person that they had been so hard on and complained about so much, then it was the end of their world that they lost them. Family is a gift, is a blessing. Not just your parents, but your extended family. Do you remember when you were growing up and you had aunts and uncles and gathering together as a family and great aunts and great grandmas and all those people? They were all blessings, weren't they? But it required a little extra care to take care of those people in our lives. And many of those people are no longer with us, are they? And even right now, we still have extended family members. They are a blessing to us. Maybe we don't always appreciate them. It requires an extra care. Parents, they get older. We have to take care of them. You know, my mom's getting a little bit older. We have to make some accommodations for her. It's just part of having a parent when they get a little bit older. There's friends. There's church members. God has given us blessings. They may not all be wrapped up underneath a Christmas tree, but they come with great responsibility. But the gifts, these gifts come with responsibility, and they're treasures. So what I want to encourage you to do is to think of these people in our lives as treasures and try to realize the responsibility. We don't really know much more about Joseph. We don't even see him after really of the Christmas story, but what we read about at the birth of Jesus was that he was a low-key kind of guy that was behind the scenes, and he was placed there for Jesus, because he followed through. He was somebody that was going to follow through on what was most important, the responsibility of caring for the Son of God. And gifts like family and spouses and children and friends and the church, they don't seem like gifts. They really don't seem like gifts. But they are the most important things in our lives, that they're more valuable than any gift that you could ever receive. And I think when we come to the end of our lives and we're standing before the Lord, it's not going to be how well we did at work. And it's not going to be how often we were at church and how faithful we were to the Lord. But we're going to have to account for how we treated those gifts in our lives. How we treated our mom and dad. How we treated our son and daughter. How we treated our parents. How we treated our church family. Those are gifts that God has given us. And they come with a great responsibility, but they're priceless gifts that we don't appreciate until they're gone. So let me have a prayer right now. Dear Lord, I thank you for the priceless gifts in our lives, our children, our parents, our family members, our church family, our friends. Lord, these are gifts that you've given us. May we be responsible for them. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.